Dan Gannon. We receive support from Edward Jones Financial Advisor Christina Gallas, helping individuals and business owners.
Thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
The 82nd National Folk Festival in Jackson, Mississippi, November 7 to 9, features bluegrass, blues from the Delta to Chicago, klezmer, Puerto Rican plena, go-go, zydeco, and Irish music, plus food and craft traditions of the Deep South. Open to the public. For information, nationalfolkfestival.com. I'll see you there. This is American Roots from New Orleans, a place known for its colonial mix of West African, Caribbean, French, and Spanish cultures. Creole once referred to people born here, but with roots from elsewhere, Creoles were not distinguished as much by race as by culture, Francité, and Catholicism. Creoles of color played a role in the beginnings of jazz, says 93-year-old Creole clarinet and sax player Charlie Gabriel.
We had all the ingredients down here to nurse this music. That's why it's the gumbo steak. It's jumbo. Because everybody, all them different cultures, it's in New Orleans.
Charlie Gabriel, a featured player in the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, looks back with us into the Creole spirit of jazz. He'll be joined this hour with music from New Orleans Creoles Jelly Roll Morton, Sidney Bechet, Alan Toussaint, and Fats Domino, as well as people drawn to their music like Tom Waits and Del McCoury. New Orleans Creole music first, with Deacon John letting the good times roll on American Roots.
This is Fats Domino saying stick with Nick on American Roots.
Hello, Josephine. How do you do? Do you remember me, baby? Like I remember you. You used to laugh at me and holler, woo, woo, woo. I used to walk you home. I used to hold your hand. You used to use my umbrella every time it rained. You used to cry so much. It was a crying shame. You used to live over yonder by the railroad track. When it rained, you couldn't walk. I used to tote you on my back.
Antoine Fats Domino with his 1960 hit, My Girl Josephine. It's got that signature New Orleans meets Creole backbeat that influenced so much early American rock and roll. When Fats passed away in 2017, at 89 years of age, he'd sold over 75 million records. His first language was French Creole. One prominent early Creole musician was cornet player Buddy Bolden, leading the second lines at the beginning of the last century. Others picked up the torch as jazz continued to grow out of spasm bands, street parades, and cotillions. Early jazz great King Oliver formed his Creole jazz band, including protege Louis Armstrong. King Oliver, although African-American, spoke Creole. Pianist and bandleader Jelly Roll Morton described his Creole French ancestry and the origins of jazz in 1938 to Alan Lomax.
As I can understand, my folks were in the city of New Orleans long before the Louisiana Purchase. And all my folks came directly from the shores, or not shores, I mean from France. We always had some kind of a musical instruments in the house. We had lots of them. And everybody always played for their pleasure. And they always had it in their mind that a musician was a tramp, with the exceptions of the French opera house players, which they always patronized. They only thought there was the great musicians in the country. In fact, I myself was inspired by going to the French Opera House once. That's the type of tune. Was no doubt one of the earliest blues in the city of New Orleans. Of course, you may notice the Spanish tinge in it. This has so much to do with the typical jazz idea. If one can't manage a way to put the tinges of Spanish in these tunes, they'll never be able to get the right season, I may call it, for jazz music.
This is Charlie Gabriel, jazz musician from New Orleans, and you'll be listening to some of the finest music in the universe.
Thank you. I hear you calling me, and I long, how I long to roam back to my old Kentucky home.
Dear Old Southland, band leader Noble Sissel singing, and joined in 1937 by the bluesy vibrato clarinet of Sidney Bechet. Bechet was born in New Orleans Creole 7th Ward to a shoemaker who encouraged all four sons to play music. Today, his statue stands in Congo Square. Before that, Ferdinand Jelly Roll Morton in Words and Music with his band the Red Hot Peppers in Chicago, 1926, the tune Dr. Jazz. Jelly Roll claimed he invented jazz, playing piano in Storyville bordellos and later composing and arranging the music. Morton's 1938 oral history with Alan Lomax is the first great jazz biography. Coming up, our interview with Charlie Gabriel. But first a break, and we're back with some jazz and R&B takes on selling rice cakes and frog legs when American Roots returns.
Taking a break from American Roots here on KAXE, we will get you right back to more from the program. KAXE has built connections between listeners, community organizations, and local businesses in northern Minnesota since 1976. Consider becoming a business or community sponsor to help KEXE build strong connections now and into the future. Text the word sponsor to 218-326-1234. The Arrowhead Library System hosts local author Susan Hawkinson with tales of lumberjacks, settlers, and lumber barons through November 14th. Find a full schedule at alslib.info. The KAXE News team has put together a list of food-related resources across northern Minnesota. You'll find hours of operation and locations of food shelves, along with information on soup kitchens and community meals. Go to KAXE.org. If you have something to add, email news@KAXE.org. Here's more from American Roots.
I'm Nick Spitzer. Our program this hour devoted to Creole music and musicians. Many New Orleans jazz musicians left for Chicago and New York City in the 1920s and 30s as the cosmopolitan jazz age went global. By the late 1940s, New Orleans traditional jazz had been supplanted up north by swing and bebop. But banjoist and producer Danny Barker put together some New York sessions to play early Creole jazz with Albert Nicholas on clarinet and vocals, James Johnson piano, and Pops Foster on bass. It's a vendor's song about selling hot rice cakes, bel kala, and especially a good deal on onions.
Les oignons, les oignons, tout de bon marché. Celle ici, celle ça. Ma grand-mère connaît les deux. Les oignons, les oignons, tout de bon marché. Celle ici, celle ça. Ma grand-mère connaît les deux. Pour coucher,
oui, madame.
Pour pas monter,
non, madame.
Bel kala tout chaud, bel kala, bel kala tout chaud, bel kala tout chaud, bel kala tout chaud, bel kala, bel kala tout chaud.
Bel kala, bel kala, bel kala tout chaud. sure, boisson, madame. Belle calotte, tout sure, j'ai fait, madame. Belle calotte, belle calotte, belle calotte, tout sure.
Hi, this is Lloyd Price, and you're listening to American Roots Radio. And it's R-O-U-T-E-S, not R-O-O-T-S.
Well, now, hey, everybody, come and stand in line. I'm your frog leg man, come on and buy. See, I don't live here, I'm just passing through. I got frog legs, come and buy a few.
Cold, cold ground. You better start messing around.
Everybody.
the Mississippi deep and wide. The Mississippi deep and wide. It's a sad day when the fools jump in. Soccer more feel all day.
Everybody
had to leave my life alone.
Everybody
had to leave my wife alone.
Everybody.
But if I get you, you dead and gone. Soccer more feel all day.
Everybody.
Oh, the monkey got a pretty face.
Everybody.
Yeah, the monkey got a pretty face.
Everybody.
Just look in the looking glass and you will see. The monkey got a pretty face.
Everybody.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on with it.
Charlie Gabriel on sax with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band on a Mardi Gras Indian song turned R&B. Chaco Mo Feel Now Hey. Before that, the New Orleans R&B hero Lloyd Bryce, 1953, outselling Frog Legs. Horn player Charlie Gabriel's roots are in New Orleans traditional jazz, but he made a name for himself playing with Lionel Hampton and Aretha Franklin.
I love you. I really do. I think I love you. And you think that we are true.
Charlie learned how to play saxophone and clarinet from his father. He grew up in the Crescent City, playing in local bands at age 11. As a teen, his family moved to Detroit, where he lived for almost 60 years before returning home to New Orleans to play with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band.
When I went to France with Rita Franklin back in 1969, and when I got off the bandstand, a guy walked up and he said to me, he said, "You from New Orleans?" I said, "No, I'm not from New Orleans, man." I said, "I'm from Detroit." And I wasn't denying New Orleans, but I felt that I've been in Detroit since 48, and this 1969, I'm at Rita Franklin Big Band, and he got very angry, and he shook his head at me, and he said, "You from New Orleans, because it's in your music." I didn't know who I was until that man told me. My great-grandfather was named Narcisse Gabriel, and he hailed from Saint Domingos. They moved into New Orleans around 1856.
He is a musician.
Yes, right. My great-grandfather was a bass player. They were playing, doing operas and things in the 1800s. And then my grandfather was playing trumpet with the National Jazz Band back in 1902. My dad was a drummer, and my mother played saxophone. My sister Florence played piano and she played saxophone. She was playing before I was born with my daddy. Then my brother Martin played piano and he played trumpet. And my brother Arthur played trumpet. Leonard played trombone. Elder played piano. Joe played bass. And I played saxophone and clarinet.
At what point do you go out and play in public?
I started playing music back in 1943.
So you'd have been about, what, 11?
11 years old, yeah. 11 years old. And the war was going on.
Oh, yeah, World War II.
And a lot of the musicians was in service during that time. So all the people that were left back here were older musicians. They had families and things, but I'm 11 years old. So they would call my dad and say, "We got a job for you." My dad said, no, I'm working, but you can take the kid." That's how I thought the playing so early. And those guys took good care of me.
So when you first go out there, this is Eureka Jazz Band.
Eureka Jazz Band. That's the first job I thought playing with.
Was it in a club?
A street?
Oh, you played a funeral to start.
My first job was a funeral.
What does a jazz funeral look like from the eyes of an 11-year-old?
Being here in New Orleans, you get familiar around that type of environment. There wasn't nothing strange about that,
right.
See? And we never play not enough tempo while we have the body in our present. And when we release the body from our present and leave the cemetery, we pick up the tune, the hymn, up tempo to make the people feel good. And then people in the street join on in and start the second line.
There you go.
We had all the ingredients down here to nurse this music. We had all the different nationalities, because New Orleans was one of the largest seaports in the country, and all the slaves and everybody came to New Orleans. That's why you say it's the gumbo state, the jumbo, because everybody, all them different cultures, it's in New Orleans. Now it's a national treasure we call American jazz.
What is it that led your family and you to leave, you know, when you were, 14 and go to Detroit?
You know, my younger brothers and sister had decided to give my mother a better lifestyle and then take her to California for a better lifestyle.
A lot of New Orleans people went there.
And they were looking for a better lifestyle and get out of the segregation and all of that, being segregated at that time. Well, by them being young, in the early 20s, decided to take the long route, you know, and go to Chicago and all that. They're young people, 23 and 24 years old. But when they got to Detroit, they broke down. So they had to go to work to fix the automobile, and the war was going on at that time, about 1941. So what they did, stopped working in the factory because they had a lot of tanks and things to be made.
All the defense and plant work.
I had my mother to come to Detroit. But my father told my mother, he said, y'all can go to Detroit, but you can't take Charles, because he can stay here because I'm teaching him.
What was he teaching you?
Teaching me the clarinet. He was teaching me music, teaching me harmony, he was teaching me theory. I used to get so angry with him. I told him, I said, God darn, Daddy, they got good musicians all over the world. They are bringing me back to New Orleans. He said, boy, you're wet behind the ear. But I realized what he meant by that. The musician in New Orleans, they are very, very special musician. They play with so much feeling.
I mean, you start with traditional jazz, you work your way through bebop, through big band soul, you know, you work your way around the world with all kinds of music. You know, I mean, you're throwing in stuff from your entire life.
Yeah, it's things that I have learned over a period of time, playing with different musicians, a piece from here and a piece from there. But when I get to play my solo, I play what I have experienced in life. It's like an artist with a paintbrush in his hand, with a canvas and some paint, and he goes up and starts painting a picture.
Was it being a singer versus, you know, playing the instrument? You seem to smile and love your way.
You know, that's a funny thing, you know. I got to sing one time. I was in Germany with Clyde Wilson and them. And They said, man, won't you sing a song? I said, man, I don't sing. He said, well, you must know some song to sing. I said, yeah, I'll sit right down and write myself a letter. So he said, okay, let's kick it off, boy. I want to sit right down and write myself a letter and maybe believe it came from you. So after I got through and everything, you know, I told my brother, you know, Elliot, I say, I sung this song on this record. Man, what you think of it? He said, Charles, you used to sing more. I said, why? Because you sing so funny.
Is that a compliment?
Yeah.
It's a compliment only a brother could give.
Well, you sing so funny. Oh, man. I said, sweet, sweet substitute, babe. My sweet substitute. She tell me she minds all mine. Cause every day, good love is blind. She got some winning way. Keep my head in the day. My little fruit is sweet and cute. I love my sweet substitute. Don't want no regular. I love my sweet substitute.
So when you come back in, I guess, around 2009, is it to play at Preservation Hall and come home?
Well, you're definitely come back to play with the band, period. But I had already made my mind up I was going to come back anyway. See, so I always had said I want to go back home when I close my eyes. I'm going to go back home. I'm going to be on my own turf, you know, and I'm so thankful God had given me that blessing to be at home. And I love New Orleans. I never did leave New Orleans mentally.
Come with me to a New Orleans. What a city you will see. All your dreams will come true in New
You're 84 years old?
85.
So you look great. Has music helped you stay in great shape? I mean, you're playing Preservation Hall. How many nights a week? How many sets? I mean, you're working hard.
It's the people themselves that energize you. If you really love one another and you share your gift with them and they share their gift with you, it keeps you young and happy.
Thank you so much for visiting with me and sharing some of your life.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.
All right.
What a city you will see. All your dreams will come true. And New
Our conversation from a few years back with New Orleans Creole clarinet and sax player Charlie Gabriel of the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, now in his 90s. If you think Charlie Gabriel's a funny singer, check out Tom Waits doing some new Orleans jazz repertoire when American Roots returns.
I'm Heidi Holton. We're excited at KEXE to be bringing you more jazz programming with our volunteer, Paul Kivi, the history of jazz.
Well, I think this is some of the finest music ever made, and it's kind of gotten lost across time. I pick the songs that I love, and there's lots of them, and there's lots to love. The popular music in the late 20s and 30s, especially the 30s and 40s with the big band era, that was jazz. That was the one period of time when jazz was popular music, and so you're going to hear a lot of things that are easy to get into. If you develop a taste for it, then the stuff that happens starting with Charlie Parker in the late 1940s, makes sense.
Hear the history of jazz on KAXE with Paul Kivi, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 4.
This is American Roots. In the early 1950s, New Orleans banjo and guitar player Danny Barker recorded a jazz jive version of a Mardi Gras Indian song. In 2010, it was re-recorded by Tom Waits, who once played an incarcerated New Orleans disc jockey in the film Down by Law. Waits joined the Preservation Hall Jazz Band to sing Tutti Ma Was a Big Fine Thing.
Sitting here la la waiting for my ya ya. may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming on.
On radio, babe. This is American Roots.
Et quand tu me comptes des montres, ça casse mon cœur, cher petit. Chaque bris, c'est pas l'eau. Bon amour est dur à trouver. Et j'ai trouvé dans la mauvaise bouillère. T'étais pas là quand j'ai passé. Elle t'a été à le soir. T'étais pas là quand j'ai passé. Et j'ai trouvé dans la mauvaise bouillère. Tous les jours, c'est pas la même. Translation: when you tell me lies, where were you last night, boy? Said you were there when I passed by. Where were you last night, boy? Cause you were there when I passed by. And I found out in a worse way. Every day is not the same. Last night, boy. Said you were there when I passed by. Don't lie to me. Where were you last night? Cause you weren't there when I passed by. You see, I found out in a worse way. Every day is not the same. Et quand il me compte des montres, ça casse mon cœur, cher petit. Bon amour est dur à trouver. Et j'ai trouvé dans la mauvaise manière. Tous les jours, c'est pas la même.
Papa, Mr. Lamb, come and shed pity. Oh, Ti Papa, Mr. Lamb, come and. Don't you lie to me, baby.
Tous les jours, c'est pas la même. Every day is not the same. Sung and played by Carol Fran from the CD Our New Orleans 2005, a post-Katrina fundraiser that helped build houses in Musicians Village and still does. Carol Fran was long a chanteuse, performing from Bourbon Street to Tijuana. Before that, Lee Dorsey, his big 1961 hit Yaya, primal funky R&B with Creole references to the Yaya of everyday life and the Lala of his love life. It's long been said that New Orleans Creoles are open to a variety of cultures, and in a moment, we'll hear our widely traveled guest Charlie Gabriel play at Preservation Hall with Bluegrass Ambassador Del McCoury. But I asked Charlie if he'd ever heard Western Swing.
In Melvinville, Michigan, I had no job. And I was walking down this little place and they had this band playing the guitar and the violin and the country and western band. And I peeped in there like that in the place, scared to go in because I didn't know how we're going to be accepted. So the guy looked at me and said, so I had my horn in my hand, said, come on in. So I came on in. He said, you want to play? I said, yeah. They hired me. So I had to go every Friday and Saturday and play with them. I had to play with them at 11 o'clock. People try to make a difference in that music. That music is all the same. Different people express is different.
Church on Sunday, work on Monday, school on Tuesday, and one before I die. Church on Sunday, work on Monday, school on Tuesday, and Charlie before I die. Sunday, work on Monday,
Preservation Hall Jazz Band backing bluegrass hero Del McCurry singing One More Before I Die. We'll go from New Orleans Creoles to Texas Cowgirls and Boys when American Roots returns. Our program is underwritten by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Foundation, and Jim Hart. I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange.
Finishing up the first hour of American Roots, there is another one coming up next here on 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at kaxe.org. Coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, it is Jazz on America Avenue. Your host today is John Sagari. Tickets are now on sale for Home is Where the Heart Is, a benefit for Grace House, Itasca County's only homeless shelter. The event is Thursday, December 4th, but tickets must